would you be willing right now, just before the year ends, as where people are taking stock of their lives and whatnot, all right? Would you be willing to report your uncle, your cousin, your sister, maybe your father, if he's an illegal refiner? Would you take a pause and look around you, look at the damage this has caused, look at the people who are coughing? Maybe you right now, you have a chest infection. Would you put your hand to your chest or to your breast right now when you're like making the pledge, like a pledge of allegiance, right? Would you do that right now and say, Jude, Rivers people, Nigeria, I feel your name, will report my cousin, my neighbor, my brother, or my sister if they're involved in this illegal refining, aka bonfire business? Whether they are the ones with the wellhead switches, or if you have enough proof to show that they are the ones who go and actually, who distill the crude oil, it's called fractional distillation, the process. Or if they're the ones going to the bush to bring this product. Or if your father or your cousin is one of the security men, one of the military men, the soldiers, or NSCDC, or Nigerian Police Force member that has been accused of being a culprit in the bribery and corruption that has engulfed that particular area. Would you come out and say, hello, sir, commanding officer of the brigade, my uncle is a police officer, is a military man, he's into bonfire business, I have proof, drop it and go away? Would you do that? Once again, put your hand on your chest or your breast right now, like I'm doing, and say the words, I will report. 923, hello, Port Harcourt. And 0817-923-0009. I'd like to take those numbers again, please. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. That is the female caller number. 923. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello? 923, good morning. Hello? Wow, everybody's... 923. Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Good. Turn off your radio set. Turn it off, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Please, I will not do that. I will not. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I will not want my uncle not to continue his business. Because in Nigeria, what you are doing is that job by job. It's a country that they don't care about anybody, so...
So even as you are breathing in the air that's likely causing you health problems and likely to kill babies in River State, you will not report your uncle for, as it were, being a murderer.
See, we have seen that, if I will die. Better eat and die.
So no, but I agree whether we eat or not, we'll still die. But you are saying that you would let your uncle continue to kill babies because babies will still die? Okay, all right. No reply to that last part. Management 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chief.
Good morning.
Mr. Chief, what's the question? And this question is a kind of two-faced. Who will I report My uncle now.
Mm.
I should report my uncle to another criminal again. Who will I report it to? Who?
Let's assume.
I should report my uncle to the commander, who knows that he's a subordinate. I've been here before. Mr. Jude, this is a question. You get him ago. So the best thing is let's not keep talking about illegality and let the whole world know that we have murderers ruling us, killing our children, killing our mothers, killing our fathers, and killing us as well. So, and in fact, you see, their heart is so strong that they don't even care. You see, they have lost their conscience. They have thrown the key into the lagoon.
Wow.
And that is where we have found ourselves. Report to who? Just mention one agency that we can report them to. Just mention one. None.
All right, let me dispel that. Remember, if you paid attention to the news a few weeks ago, the NNDC gave reports about catching about 40 oil thieves and sending them to appropriate authorities. That's a good place to start. Maybe to the NNCDC, just maybe. Management 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude Samuel Omamegbe. My name is Baridi Kingdom. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Jude, this is a question this morning. So many people are on this table, you want to break. Many people are on it.
Are you on this table?
I'm not on this table. So none of my relatives are on this table.
You don't know any friend of yours who's going
I don't know anybody, none of them. Into bunk three.
Okay.
But whether can I report, my uncle, if he's doing bunk three to the authority, or anybody close to me, if they are doing bunk three to the authority, the answer is no.
Why?
Because you are aware, in this state, the governor of River State, Nyesom Wike, has not created even one employment since he has home office. No work. That's why people are doing bunkery. No work. Let the governor create employment. You see this profile of a thing will reduce.
Hold on. Whether or not they have created, right? Are you saying that because they have not created, you will not report?
They have not created in River State.
Excuse me, Barry, you're getting the narrative. Are you saying just because of that you will not report? You not report.
Who am I to report to? Is it the last caller said? Is it the Nigerian Army or the police that are all involved in this bunkery business? Is it those that I will report them to? No, now let's be factual, Jude.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Number 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
My name is Friday Asian.
Welcome, Friday.
Please, when you were doing the previous, program. I was driving from Port to Port Harcourt. And I want to tell you, as soon as I get to as soon as I get to Amok Junction, I saw people with bikes carrying out fire in my prison. Army people collecting money in my prison. Police people collect money from these poor fire boys.
How do you know it was poor fire? Did they write poor fire on it? How do you know?
You're my brother. When you see poor fire, you can't.
Okay.
Tell me the truth.
All right.
When you see it, you will know. Nobody tell you these guys are having special wood at the neck, from the carpenter, and they put at the back of their bag, carrying sometimes paper. I saw it in my eyes. It's not. Somebody tell me, army man collecting money, as soon as they come back, they come back for their taking fund, they will stop, and as soon as they stop, they will give them, I saw it. God in heaven, be army witness, I saw it. Okay, this morning, I am in Port Harcourt there and I'm talking to you. So, who am I going to report this profile to? Because if you report to army is involved, report to, you know, police, you know, police involved. You report to this civil defense. They are involved.
But the civil defense, they just gave a report some weeks ago that they caught 40 people and they've sent them for prosecution. 40 people.
Oh, please, dear my brother, leave. I know that you are doing a great, marvelous work in the studio. But leave these people. We know them. Leave them. Leave these people. I am telling you what I saw, 30 minutes ago. If you go there now, you will see that these guys are there. Police are there. Now, they are posting them there for them to, if you see the cars that the policemen are buying now, parking in that checking point, you will marvel because of this provider, you know, bribe that they collect from these people.
Okay.
So, for me, I will not report my uncle. Who am I going to report to?
Okay, but...
Because everybody is involved.
But what if you had a good place to report to? Would you report your uncle?
Yes, if I have a good place, then they will treat the matter. In all fair and honest, I will do that.
Hello, Port Harcourt, 90.3. Good morning, please.
Hello, Sajid. My name is Chimbroma.
Good morning, Chimbroma.
Alpha.
Good morning. Welcome.
Why I will not report, Sajid?
Yes.
Where are the employment opportunities created for this voice? Have you been to the camp? If you go to the where they are refining this product we are talking about, you will see employment opportunities these people created for themselves.
Have you been to the hospital? Have you been to University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital in the past 2 weeks?
Whoever that is sick, may God heal the person.
May God, was it God? Hold on. Was it God that made them sick? No. Well, you asked me a question.
Unemployment and joblessness is the worst thing that should happen to any man.
And I'm asking you, is murder a justification for what they are doing? Because if you go to the hospitals now and you see mothers who are literally sucking out death from their baby's nostrils, you will ask this question once again. Is it the unemployment that has given them the reason to kill this baby?
Yes, that's just all.
So
I inquired from them. I inquired from them.
You are comfortable that these people are killing babies?
They lack jobs to do.
Once again,
if you go there, you see a lot of employment opportunities created by these guys.
How many people are we talking about that you say have created employment? How many people? Are there more people in those camps than there are street traders? Are there more people in those camps than those people who are pushing debt on the road and collecting their scrap metal? Are there more?
Dude, if I mention the kind of jobs that are there,
I know
you will know that they have far outnumbered the kind of people you are mentioning now.
In number. Skills, yes,
the
but number.
Yes, the number. The job the governor of this state created was the one he handed the list to Professor Didia, all from my four. So which one has he created for other rivers before? I am asking. My name is Chimbroma.
Okay, all right. So Chibroma says that we should go look at those camps, look at the number of people that are being employed, right? It's illegal, but they're employed. But let's not forget, they're employed on the back of thievery because they don't buy the crude. They steal the crude. That's number one. And then I asked the question, I'm also asking you, go to University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital today. If you can, if you are by chance listening to us and you are UPTH right now and you are in the CHU ward, that's the Children Emergency Ward, or you are anywhere around there, please do us a favor, call us, tell us, what do you think? If you're a doctor or a nurse or a caregiver in those places, please call us and tell us the stories so that it's not Jude saying, all right, you know, it's the people and the reports that we have been hearing. A lot of people are talking about respiratory tract infections, and it's happening to babies. Babies that have no business with coal fire, with illegal refining. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Jude, I will report my relatives who engage in illegal coal fire to you, but not to the security operators, because I will not be sure of my safety. Interesting. Alright, I'll report anybody reportable. Do they know that this thing is doing to me? The illness I face now on a daily basis is just so strange. It takes time to heal. It's not like the one I faced in the other state I lived in. I will report even my shadow. If she refuses to repent, this thing is terrible. If eventually I get emotional about reporting my immediate family members, then I just plan to rehab instead. 9.3. Hello, Potapos. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Don Wokey calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you for calling us, please.
There is one of my philosophy, what I believe on. I believe that I will never make money in any illegal means. I see that particular resources that some persons are extorting is owned and controlled by either a group of companies or an individual. For instance, SPDC, Mobi, and Tota, even LNG. If this company is human, that is, if it is their own private business, and somebody is, in a way, tapping it off, trying to make them not to be able to achieve the aim of establishing that business, how would that person feel? Okay, let's go to the negative effect. How people have been dying, people have been ghetto born. But in the area of reporting, is where I want to emphasize. Do you know that these people cook for local government, they cook for security people, they have days they cook for the landlord of the place, have different days they cook for different set of people, even those that are in charge, that are supposed to, you know, fight against them. So, how will this stop? Where will they report? There is not a good point of reporting. They have not provided an access to be, for this information to be reported. If you go to my own area, though it does not do need, very close to a police station, but an extension where we have a leak, like a pipe leak, in another community, they have stated shared products. If all these companies leave this country for sabotage, where are we going to start? Some persons are saying it's employment opportunity. That is illegal employment opportunity. Yes, I won't be confronted. I should come and invest for it. I told them I will not make money in any illegal means. If God wants to bless me, God bless me genuinely.
All right, thank you very much. Interesting. We'll go for a break. I have a lot of messages here. It's amazing how we're getting to unfold different. Almost every time we have a conversation about this, we learn something new. My name is Jude.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello, Port
every
Hackett.
Weekday. From 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
and 0817923009. 4.5 trillion barrels of oil lost to oil theft since 2015 to date. 4.5 trillion. Please this is latest info coming up. It's from the National Oil Spill Detection Agency. I'm not making this up, all right? To go online and research this. 4.5, they didn't say billion. They did not say billion. 4.5 trillion barrels of oil lost to oil theft. The Nigeria Oil Spills and Theft Report. This is from the National Oil Spill Detection Agency. Now, all of that has led us to where we are now. We have just about, 10 minutes to do this. All right, I have just one question. Would you report your close family member who is involved in illegal bunkering, whether at the refining stage or collection stage or distribution stage? facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH is where you find us. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Zion.
Welcome.
No, I will not.
No report.
Wait up. With the comment that have come into your show this morning on this particular topic, you can be able to ascertain or deduce that indeed this problem has no solution. It has no solution.
That can be true, because from if history has proven anything, every problem at some point in time has a solution. We just need to think about it.
But this particular one has proven to you, based on lyrics, I mean vibrancy, informations that are sprinkled into your data or your WhatsApp machine or whichever source you've been receiving those information. You've seen it. To tell you that the problem itself is a problem on its own. Until the people themselves decide, they decide on themselves to tell themselves the truth. That is the only way out. And how do we start from the way truth to get the facts and the truth? Compensating the affected and impacted communities. When you have met them on this path, that is the way you can now start the negotiation. For now, you have made this package. You don't even know where pipelines erupted from. You don't know the communities that are suffering. Go to Africa. This pipeline passed through communities, the most of people. And federal government has never sent any delegate for the past 6 months to Africa community to ask how they are dealing with these materials. They talked about the 3%. How far? Where is the 3%? Who is in possession of it? Why haven't they implemented? Why not implementation? And the man that is living next door to this same pipe, someone else with a better technology is feeding from it and giving him a little bit of feed, expect him to talk. We should be honest. Go to Bayelsa today, remember Santa Barbara, where we have the 1 month. I mean, this pipe was filling up. You have to see the videos. As I'm talking to you, federal government have done nothing. What the state government able to do was to send medical personnel to go and take their blood pressure. Is it how they call it now? To go and check for their thermometers if they are breathing well. Just imagine the nonsense. Is that what the people want? As I'm talking to you, fish are dying in Bayelsa State. And the encroachment of that product even not better contained will be worse than what is happening in Ogoni land.
So wait. All of these things are very real. But are you saying that because one wrong was done, another wrong should be done? Because what is exactly happening that, like this report said, 4.5 trillion either through oil spill or theft. Now, whatever the amount is, people are now refining, not doing it properly, and they're now killing their own family members. And you say it's because of hunger? You say it's because of lack of compensation? It's a bit of a double standard, don't you think?
It's not a double standard. That is the reality on ground. See, there is this common thing. You heard one of these the speakers that played on. We'd rather eat than we die. And another word, they say that if you talk, you die. If you don't talk, you die. So you better you talk and you die. Almost the only our purpose is stealing. One, it's environment that is suffering. Our activities from the area of the people and from the failure of the government. So if the...
Oh dear. Do apologize, rather. All right, more messages now before we wrap up this morning. Okay, and why would I do that? We are all hypocrites here. Even the authorities, police and army partake in it. Also, look at Indian hemp. It's not legalized, but we are all smoking. We are all not smoking, please. Wildfire has banned Nigeria, but we are all involved in it, knowingly or unknowingly. I saw an NNPC tanker buying wildfire. We are all liars here. Isn't one from Lekaya? All right, let's assume we're all liars. But how long do we continue this lie? Because, like I said, they're innocents, children who are just being born. They are innocent, all right? They're coming out to meet a world that's killing them. No fault of their own. It's not like when they're in the womb, they say, mommy, make sure you hear this thing. I like this. No. Sylvester says, if the Air Force is to act on its own capacity, it can't stop these illegal refineries, and they can by flying above those city hall refineries. This is to say that the Air Force have also been compromised. Interesting. I am shocked, but not surprised at what I'm hearing this morning for some callers. If people can think like this, how do you expect the leaders to think? We are 6,000 years behind, he says. All right, in the first place, who will you report these boys to? The police? Involved. Government? Involved. From Obeleba to Iba community, you see over 10 police checkpoints collecting money from trucks, anti-pipeline escort trucks carrying products, soldiers escorting. Go to Rumuji, at the front of the police station, they are collecting. So what will make me report these boys? In fact, the MOA local government chairman knows this dump site. He took pictures and asked people to report and share until he gets to the president instead of taking actions. We have a long way to go, Jude. Interesting. Tamina Saki says, Jude, losing such amount to me does not necessarily matter, because even if it's not stolen, the political class would have still shared it amongst themselves. Still the same old story. What they have done with the ones that they have been drilling since 1960, will this one make the whole difference? The answer is no. So their statistics is null and void and to no effect, Tamina Saki says. Jude, no one will report. Let's be realistic. It's all about survival. I survived, my brother survived, friends survive, everybody survives. Yes, it's selfish, greed and all. My greatest concern is the health implications. That's all. Jude, what do we do? Yeah, so you survive today, survive next week. let me say this very quickly. You have not experienced pain until you're struggling to breathe. If you've ever met someone, or if you know about somebody who had kidney dialysis, who had a heart condition, who had lung cancer, throat cancer. These comments that we seem to make very flippantly, maybe we'll have a redress. No, Jude, I will not report. Do you know that without these guys, to get kerosene to cook our food would have been a huge problem? Politicians are not thinking about the poor people. Jude, what is the MD of NNPC doing in that office without giving the masses kerosene to cook? God have mercy, Gerald. Speaking of kerosene, yesterday on my way to work, very funny scenario. Was it yesterday? Yeah, no, 2 days ago. I forgot to make mention. It's 2 days ago in the evening. All right, going back, I was in a keke ride. I was going back home, and then from a distance, we saw fire across the road. And obviously, you know, the riders was like, what's going on? And then somebody, a keen observer, looked at the corner and said, the stove don't burn. Nakpo fire. When we got closer, it was as he said. The mother of the home, right, had thrown the stove outside and was pouring water and sand So as she threw it along the road, the product was on the line. So the fire was just burning along the road. And the lady beside me said, so what if this woman was not in the house when this happened? What if she was not in the house? And it was just the children who were trying to make noodles or something. What would have happened? But no, we are creating employment. We are creating employment. Oh dear. 9.3.
Yeah, hi, Julia.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mufasa on the line. Well, you see, Jude, like myself, regardless of what is what, I will never try to rationalize the act of subjecting people to this kind of, you know, deadly environmental hazard. You do not solve a problem by creating a bigger problem. Whether these people are creating an avenue for people to get access to kerosene or unemployment or whatever they want to call it, it's like solving a problem and creating a very, very big problem for yourself and for every other person. Jude, do you know that the waste product from this illegally refined product, they pour it into our waters? That is another bigger problem we are creating for ourselves. And we consider the aquatic life that we are subjecting. In fact, if you go to a river visit, you can't even fish on those rivers. What sort of employment you are creating for yourself? What sort of... I don't get it. As far as I'm concerned, there is no amount of excuse or amount of logic you want to use to rationalize this illegal form of... I don't know why we keep using this as excuses, unemployment and all of those. It is not enough for us to begin to kill ourselves. Like you said, if you go to the hospital, now, Jude, I have a one-year-old son in the house that every now and then the boy is very difficult to breathe.
Oh, dear.
Am I the cause of your unemployment? Why should I suffer for it is unfair that we keep saying that because of unemployment, people will engage in this kind of activity and subject people to this kind of hazardous weather we are facing today. Now, in answer to your question, you know why? Even if you go to report these people to the police or whoever that should take charge of this thing, you know the danger in it? One, you yourself, you are not even safe taking the information to them. The second, you've created another avenue for shopping for them. You think it's what they don't know? They know. But they can't act because the system has given them the full backing to do what they are doing. And they tell us to go and pray to God that they cannot be alive, their responsibility. And we have leaders in this state. We have leaders in this country. We have leaders in the local government. We have leaders in the communities that these boys are operating with impunity. And they are telling them they can't stop them. While we are dying slowly in River State. I don't get it. Let us not try to give life to this, this kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it is not fair for us to begin to say that because they are making us get kerosene, they are creating an experiment for themselves, that will now create a bigger problem for ourselves. I don't know. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it is never the way to go. Let us put a stop to this, senseless way of trying to eke out a living. It is unacceptable by me, Jude.
It's unacceptable. Interesting. So, it's interesting that we're getting to hear these comments from people, whether they will report or not report. Well, the clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen. The clock is actually ticking. Today is the 23rd day in December. They still released gases, poisonous substances in the air, and it's not just them. There are other companies now, there are other industries, other factories in Port Harcourt now, who are now hiding under the coal fire menace to continue to spill. After all, they will just blame coal fire. Well, the clock is ticking. Once again, we're all breathing it. Many of us are coming down. Many people around Port Harcourt are coming down with upper respiratory tract infections. People are coughing. People can't sleep well. Difficulty in breathing. And the saddest of them all is the children. Innocent children in hospitals through no fault of theirs. Mothers are now regularly removing phlegm from the nostrils of their beloved children. Not because the child is a smoker, but because your cousin, your auntie, your uncle, your brother, your husband decided to collect bribe and also decided that, yep, he is going to, as it were, illegally refine to make a living. Making a living, killing innocent people. Food for thought.